This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2344. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 23rd, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Czechia, Europe, Iran, Korea North, Mali, Moldova, Monaco, Netherlands, North America, Spain, Turkey, UK, USA, Venezuela. DRM Drawbacks, SWL Fest, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Antarctica. We've been wondering if we'll ever hear LRA 36 again from the Esperanza base. Now we have some news from a radio worker in Greece, Zaharis Langas, who found it in Latino America en Onda Corta in their DX guides, dated in April. LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, remains off the air from Base Esperanza due to an irreparable technical failure in its Collins equipment. While repairs are being conducted on the Argentine mainland, the station is not expected to return to its 15476 kHz frequency until at least October 2026. Ron Howard in California reports on some low-power private Australian shortwave stations. On 2355 is 4TRP. Heard via remote elsewhere in Queensland at Townsville, from tune in at 1950 until tune out at 2030 UT, April 18th, with non-stop IDs and pop songs.
Broadcasting from Caranda, far north Queensland,
4TRP. Ron Howard also heard VL8K Domestic Shortwave Australia, on both 4835 and 2310, April 18th at 2031 to 2045, with an archive recording of a New York WMCA broadcast from the 1960s, and another one, Peter Tate's Radio 567 on 4970 kHz, on the air again. He contacted him by email and got a reply. Peter Tate says, thanks to Dave Stewart of VL8K, it's on one of his backup aerials and transmitters. Still under testing. Not sure which power or aerial was in use. Being done as part of a deal for as long as needed to get the new place set up. And attaches the ACMA license for 4835, showing the site is at Neilborough, Victoria. So that's also where 4970 is coming from, which Ron heard April 20th after 1745. Via the remote at Hunter Valley. So two IBC stations in Perth have gone off medium wave. They are 6WF on 720 with 50 kilowatts and 6PB on 585 with 10 kilowatts. As of 16UT April 20th, they went off AM and switched to FM according to Chris Martin, ARDXC, via David Onley medium wave circle. After 22UT April 20th in a routine band scan, I heard a Brazilian station on an unknown frequency, 15145. It turned out to be the A Voz do Brasil program, which all stations have to carry, but this was actually from Rádio Nacional da Amazônia, another frequency in addition to 11780, which it was parallel to, and it stayed on the air until the usual sign-off around 0200 after that brief English segment on weeknights at 0150. However, nothing was heard the next day, April 21st or 22nd. But as I am recording on April 23rd at 2025 UT, there it is again, 15145. Fortunately, at this time, neither Havana 15140 or WMLK 15150 are on the air. Stephen Luce in Houston says, this might be a reactivation of the transmitter used for DRM tests on 25 meters a few years ago, assuming that unit is AM compatible. April 21st at 0645 UT on 680 kHz, I was hearing temperatures in Celsius and the Ben Mulrooney talk show, therefore it was CJLB in Winnipeg, dominating the frequency in a 50-kilowatt invasion of American airspace, despite its night pattern supposedly only going northward. Tough luck for KFEQ and KKYX. Trenton Military seems to be erratically operating. I did hear it April 21st at 2032 on 15034 USB. And they announced the time only 2 minutes slow. 2030 Zulu instead of 62 minutes slow. They've set their clock. Radio Havana Cuba is another station, certainly operating erratically in the Michigan ARE tip sheet. Harold Froge, nevertheless in Florida, reports hearing their mailbag in English on 11880, April 15th at 1941. They said the power failures were not their fault, and that they are using solar panels to power the station. Editor Ken Zicke says those are mighty impressive solar panels if they're running 250-kilowatt transmitters. Via Mike Cooper, a story from IPI.media, April 16th. Czech Republic, a necessary change to functional funding system for public service media threatens their independence. National Press Institute and Czech National Committee have rejected a draft law on public service media, aiming to abolish license fees for Czech television and Czech radio. Fearing that this irreversible step will increase the risk of political interference in public service media, particularly regarding independent news coverage and the work of journalists. Then on April 22nd, Ian Willoughby reported on X via Kim Elliott via Mike Barraclough, Czech radio staff have declared a strike alert in a bid to get the government to reverse a plan to end license fees and put public broadcasters under the state budgets, and critics fear undermine their independence. And from the news website of Czech radio itself via Mike Cooper, April 22nd, trade unions at Czech radio declared an open-ended strike alert in protest against the planned government bill on public service media. Then the civic group Million Moments for Democracy launched a petition in support of the country's public broadcasters' hands off the media. It gathered more than 38 signatures within hours, and a protest march was planned in Prague for early May. However, on April 22nd, there were already several hundred students gathering for a protest march on Prague expressing support for public service media, demonstrations also taking place in other cities across the country. Europe, Ron Howard reports, the pirate Mystery for Joy, or Mystery 21, on 4890, April 17th, at 2055, with a fairly good reception via the remote in the Canary Islands. It was previously on 4885, filed under Iran, perhaps. Wolfgang Bucher reports on 6,000 kilohertz. April 19th at 2222, some strong bubble jamming. Not clear why or against what. I noticed that HFCC has a registration that Spaceline Bulgaria had reserved 6,000 from 1500 until 2359 for something new, but it might necessarily not be in use. Wolfgang Bucher points out that several years ago, 6,000 kHz was the frequency of IRIB, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in Tajik or Urdu. Iran Non, a new frequency for the clandestine radio Zaman Bidari, reported by Bill McDavitt in the British GX Club. It's still scheduled Thursdays at 18:30 to 19:30 only, on a new frequency 15215. In Farsi, he says they're requesting reception reports for the new frequency with a brief recording. Their email is radiozamanbidari@proton.me. The transmission still presumably via France. Korea North Non, Sekyung of the Northeast Asian Broadcasting Institute in Seoul, says VOA and RFA have increased their Korean language broadcasts. 15:30 to 18:30 Monday through Friday for VOA. That had been only half an hour, and now it's been expanded to 3 hours. When it was half an hour, it was already repeating something more than once during that period. And RFA in Korean is on 9900 at 13:30 to 13:45. It had been Tuesday and Thursday only, but now it is daily, or is it just Monday through Friday, according to Aoki? Both of those via the Philippines Relay. Shortwave operations from ORTM Mali have been quite irregular. 5935 comes on at 0555, if it does, but it's often missing when I check around 0630. Manuel Menes in Spain, Ron Howard in California, and Zaharis Langas in Greece have also been noting this irregularity. Ron says 5995 is broadcasting whenever they have electricity, and there's good reception via the Canary Islands remote. Then Ron Howard found this travel advisory from the Canadian government as of April 20th. Avoid all travel to Mali due to the threat of terrorism, kidnapping, banditry, and fuel shortages. Since September 2025, terrorist groups have intensified their attacks, targeting fuel tankers and setting up roadblocks on major supply routes. The entire country, including Bamako, remains vulnerable to terrorist threats and the risk of kidnapping. Power outages occur regularly across the country and can last more than 8 hours. Not all buildings have generators. This can impact essential services, such as telecommunications. A state of emergency is currently in effect throughout Mali. Heightened security measures are in place, including random identity checks and roadblocks. Moldova, or the so-called Republic of Transnistria, the Russian-occupied part, from Radio Magazine via Facebook March 29th about the situation there. The Mayak transmitter is still under surveillance, following two attacks that destroyed part of the shortwave antennas in April of 2022. The Republic of Transnistria set its terrorist alert level to red, and this threat level was lowered to yellow, and was extended every 15 days from mid-November. Every 2 months, it still applies to this day, and has been renewed once again. The peculiarity of the site is its fence that forms the border with Ukraine. In terms of radio activity, it is limited to broadcasting of national radio broadcasts of the Russian stations on medium wave. The station's lost its international customers, like TWR, as it is on the U.S. and European sanctions list. WRTH reminds us that they had 5 megawatt transmitters and had been using 621, 989, 1413, and 1548 kilohertz. Another megawatt transmitter is at Rumel, France, Monaco, Nan, now available for hire. And Tony Pavic of Pop Shop Radio in Hope, British Columbia, says we'll be on the air at 23 UT, 24 April, with a megawatt of music power on 1467. There will be a special paper QSL. I will especially be interested in any transatlantic DX. Beam will be the same as Radio 6 is using. Yes, that's the first station or program which started using this. 24 hours later on 1467, it is Radio 6 International out of Scotland, transmitted via Monaco Nan, Saturday night's Midnight Rendezvous. Reception reports welcome to letters at radiosix.com. That's also their website. Mike Terry says the signal has been excellent in the UK each week. In the British DX Club, Andy Hunt in York, UK, wonders what's the station on 5875. Heard Saturday 18th April at 19:30. With announcements in English and pop music. Alan Pennington suggests it's a Dutch pirate, Radio 210, relaying Dutch Golden Oldies Radio. It closed at 2004 UT. Russ Cummings says, according to the Shortwave DX blog, it is Radio 210. And Paul Watson explains, quite a few Dutch pirates now use frequencies between 5800 and 5900. Radio 210, which used to be called Mike Radio, also uses medium wave 1431, hence the name, pronounced in Dutch as Radio 218. I heard another station called BPM Radio on 5840, believed to be relayed by Mike 210. Other regulars are Conti Kenzo, usually on 5800, and Radio WDR. On 5900 is Radio Horizon, a licensed Dutch station, but IDs are few and far between. Another licensed Dutch frequency, 5955, seems to broadcast either Super Clan Radio or Deltrax Radio. No sign now of Veronica broadcasts. Another good place to check is HF Underground Forum, with an active Euro Pirates section. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2344. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from the Canadian International DX Club. number of members contributed to an amount that Sheldon Harvey put together and sent on to us via PayPal. He says, in recognition of your decades of service to the radio community, on behalf of our board members and members at large, thank you for all you do. Among other things, CIDX published an excellent monthly magazine, Messenger. Check it out at cidxclub.ca. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. There continues to be lots of shortwave pirate activity in North America. One station with a lot of broadcasts and does not confine itself to the so-called pirate band is Mix Radio International. I was hearing it on 6135 USB in the 49-meter band April 22nd at 0310. Thanks to tips on the World of Radio IO group from Eric Fetterswap in Washington State. He says it started out on 6165, but moved it 0255 to 6135 in order to avoid a broadcast station. That would be Turkey on 6165 to North America. But it went off at 0330 as I was listening. NASA flash sheet. Mixed Radio International reported by editor Mark Taylor on 5950 USB, April 19th, I think, at 0304. He did not get an ID, but with characteristic wide upper sideband signal and similar programming to 6860. 7475 is the nominal frequency of the frequently heard Antichrist pirate station YHWH. However, Walt Salmon of NBC says, good reception April 20th at 0426. Except for a utility spoiling the AM reception, it was on 7476. And then April 23rd at 0627, I heard it on 7474.865 approximately. It's unusual for YHWH to be off frequency. But it was also reported by Walt Salmaniv on 7474.862. Ron Howard was hearing it at 0510. Radio Exterior de España continues to be reliably heard on 15500 for North America, 17715 for South America, and 15520 for the Middle East, but nothing ever on 15390 scheduled for Africa. Especially during the one-hour English broadcast on Wednesdays, only at 2200. I was listening April 22nd. To their heavily accented broadcasters, it seems Spain is especially concerned with the situation in Lebanon since they have their own correspondent there. Voice of Turkey has yet to take my advice to get off 11785. For English at 22 UT for North America due to interference from Brazil on 11780. But sometimes 11785 is just not on the air. That was the situation when I checked on April 18th and 22nd. And even when it is on, it's barely audible this deep into North America. However, in the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australia, was also trying to hear Turkey on the 18th of April. They were on 9875 correctly for the English at 20:32, 21:30. But it stayed on the air with Italian at 21:30 when it is not scheduled. And they were still on 9875 at 2200 in English instead of 11785. And at 2300 into another unscheduled language, German. Unfortunately, errors like this do happen from time to time. Evidently, the transmitter operator at Emirlair has fallen asleep. From James Crideland's radio newsletter, April 20th, via Mike Terry. The BBC made an announcement about the future of BBC Radio 4 Longwave 198 kHz. In the early 1990s, it was due for closure. Then in 2011, they confidently suggested it would be off by the end of the decade. In 2022, they announced they would stop scheduling separate content on Longwave. They announced an information campaign in 2023, pending the switch off, which was planned for March 2024. Then the BBC suddenly said it was staying until June 2025, and then announced it would be on until sometime in 2026. And now they say it will close later this year. It's quite the long goodbye. Chris Campbell in Ohio says, I loved listening to Andy Kershaw's World of Music on the BBC World Service as he forwards this story from The Guardian, April 17th. BBC radio DJ Andy Kershaw dies, aged 66. He was celebrated for bringing world music and specialized genres to mainstream radio. He spent 3 decades working for the corporation, best known for Radio 1's show from 1985 to 2000. He had been undergoing cancer treatment since last August, started his career in 1984 as the host of BBC's rock music show Old Grey Whistle Test, and co-presented the corporation's TV coverage of Live Aid. Joined Radio 1, became known for his eclectic taste in music, often featuring non-mainstream sounds. Kershaw traveled around the world to cover conflicts and cultural stories for BBC, contributing to Radio 4 shows including From Our Own Correspondent, The Today Programming, and The World Tonight. His coverage included the 1994 Rwanda genocide and reporting from Sierra Leone during its civil war. Documented radio diaries from North Korea, which were among the first programs to be recorded inside the country. He joined BBC Radio 3 from 2001 to 2007. His sister Liz is one of the longest-serving female national radio DJs in the UK, having been at the BBC for more than 30 years. Tony Pavick in Hope, BC reports HF trading station WI2XNX, 9294 kHz, 0447 UT, 21 April, with a nice clear CW ID and an almost 5-minute digital burst. He has seen 2 sites listed for them, not sure which this was, Elburn, Illinois, and Hump Tulips, Washington. Then on 22 April, he heard WI2XNX on 2 more frequencies with CW IDs, at 0104 on 10290 kHz, and at 0255 on 9344. Wow, the Omaha frequency 590 off the air now may be coming back via Carl Mann and Rick Dow in ABDX, a report from northpine.com. About 2 months after it took KXSP 590 Omaha off the air, Summit Media has reached an agreement to sell the station to locally owned Walnut Media. An asset purchase agreement filed with the FCC on April 17th lists the purchase price at only $40,000, includes the station license, 2 transmitters and spare parts, but not the 90-year-old transmitter site. The station told FCC that property has been sold. However, this would give it and its sister company 1 more station than authorized in a single market, unless there's a waiver. You thought that Channel 36 was the upper limit of UHF TV? Well, there's a story from InsideTowers.com via Mike Bugoy of WTFDA. A group is asking FCC to okay repurposing 9 TV channels for wireless use. Days before the NAB show in Las Vegas, the group asked the FCC to clear a block of what it calls underutilized UHF TV spectrum to be auctioned for Flexible's wireless use aimed at 5G and future 6G services, namely channels 28 through 36, approximately 50 megahertz of usable spectrum. Such a move could involve repacking more than 40% of U.S. TV stations, Policy Band reports. Making this petition for rulemaking is Landover Saturn V, LLC. EDXer Patrick Martin replies, not surprising, in time all of the UHF band will be history, and all stations will be back on 2 to 13. And Carl Zuck says, sooner than later, I'll bet you all media will be delivered by streaming, economical and flexible. Sueda's unofficial station, 1440 Estación 4940, was missing for several nights, but Ron Howard and I were hearing it again as of UT April 20th. The hardcore DX Wojtek Zaremba in Central Poland says, on April 23rd at 1956, I'm getting an Arabic language or similar station in narrowband FM on 15106. Still going at 2022, but getting weaker and less reliable. What could it be? And if the Vito Zicchi in Michigan has some comments about the drawbacks of DRM. Stuttering happens often with DRM, but I can't say I've heard it when the signal is strong and clear. It usually happens when the SR is bopping around 15 to 18 dB, right at the decode threshold. And the narrow audio bandwidth is an attempt to increase reliability, but why the stations don't drop to mode C or D, which is theoretically better for challenging reception conditions, I'll never understand. I actually can't say I'll ever see a station on shortwave use mode C or D, and they often try to use mode A, which is meant for local medium wave and VHF reception with extra data and wideband audio embedded. Unless and until there are inexpensive radios available, or at least a freeware decoder to use with every SDR, and no, Dream isn't it, that doesn't require downloading proprietary software and or codecs to work, this DRM remains only an interesting toy, or a tool for rebroadcasting, as in Radio New Zealand, not a real broadcast option. And the radio is a business folk, think nobody listens to shortwave, and then they try to foist this stuff off as the future. I wonder why. Chris Mackerel in New Zealand replies, I've noticed big gaps in the audio on some Chinese DRM signals, which sound to me more like audio feed dropouts to the transmitter rather than anything to do with DRM, 100% decoding of silence. Speaking of Chinese DRM, I've noticed that in the very little used 18 MHz shortwave broadcast band, NHFCC, from Kunming to Australia and New Zealand at various times, although I've not heard any of them, not even the noise, 18985, 19005, and 19015. The NASLA SWL Fest 39th edition is nearly here, May 1st and 2nd, at the Holiday Inn Express and Guest Suites, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, and via Zoom. Organizer Richard Cuff reminds us, please try to get last-minute Zoom registration submitted no later than Tuesday, April 27th. Once that Wednesday rolls around, we're too busy getting things set up for the event to be able to process registrations. 2 days of sessions where you can learn about the latest developments in radio listening hobbies. And there's a hospitality suite where you may partake of tuning oil and other treats and engage in spirited conversations. And of course, the infamous midnight ride of Pancho Villa that traditionally closes things out every year is likely to make a return appearance. Full details at www.swlfest.com. The Propagation Outlook from SWPC issued April 20th. Geomagnetic field expected to remain at quiet to active levels, with the exception of 5 days when G1 minor storm levels are anticipated due to recurrent influence of coronal hole high-speed streams, April 29th and 30th, May 7th, 15th, and 16th. NKNS is peaking at 20 and 5 on April 29th and May 7th, 25 and 5 May 15th. Quietest dates of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2, April 24th to 28th, May 3rd to 6th, and 9th to 14th. Solar flux declining from 125 April 27th to 90 May 8th and 9th, and up to 110 by May 13th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. And many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2344 with a standard disclaimer.